T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number 3, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Throughout the course of the football season, this guy was a regular during our Patriots Mondays down at Gillette Stadium. Former New England Patriots defensive star Rob Ninkovich joins us again. Hey, Rob, how are you?
What's up, guys? You miss me?
Missed
a little
you
bit.
Every
a
day.
A little bit.
Well, hey, I'm telling you, the listeners probably miss me because I was fun. I'm just telling you, I'm fun. I'm not tooting my own horn. That's what I'm saying. I'm
not. No, you're fun, not. Fun's the first word we both thought
very
of.
Very modest, so. Too, yes.
Fun. Yeah, you're thinking fun. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Are the Patriots goosed or porked here?
Oh, come on. It's the Patriots. They're not going to, the train's continuing to move. Yes, losing Gronkowski, Rob, I mean, that's not ideal because he's such a freak of nature and they don't grow guys like that on trees. But, you know, I mean, it's hard to go against anything that the Patriots have ever been able to overcome. I mean, look at everything in the past with injuries and, you know, even Rob before when he was hurt, you know, they were able to get to a Super Bowl. So, there's always going to be some way that they move on. You know, there's going to be ways. So I don't know exactly how they're going to do it because he's such a vital piece. But, you know, I'm happy for Rob. I think that he's been able to do a tremendous amount in the 9 years that he's played. And now it's time for him to move on and not be in pain so much, you know.
How did you hear about it? On Instagram like everybody else? Or did you talk to him before and know he was going this way?
No, I mean, look, I read about it on Instagram just like everybody else saw it. But, you know, I'm friends with Rob. I understand the things that he's gone through in the last few years. And, look, I mean, his whole career he's had to deal with injuries. And there's only 3 ways you get out of this business, and that's your way, their way, or injured. So I'm happy to see him go out his way and not those other 2 ways, which 99% of the NFL, they go out injured or not the way they want to go out. So, you know, I'm happy to see him go out the way he wants to on his terms.
We talked about this earlier in the program and suggested that mere mortals, and Gronk might not be one of those, might have been out of the game 2 or 3 years ago, given the physical shape that he was in.
I mean, mere mortals, I don't think anyone would have been able to do the things that he's done in his career, you know, back injuries and arm and knee. I mean, think of an ankle. I mean, think about all that. It all adds up. So if he got out a couple years ago, I mean, he'd probably, I don't know, I think he's going to still have a little bit of issue, pain maybe, but he's good. He's 30 years old and, you know, not pushing the envelope. So, I mean, if he'd have played a few more years, I mean, maybe he wouldn't feel as good down the road, but you never know. So
now, a couple weeks back, Willie McGinnis theorized that Gronk would not start the year with the team. In fact, he may start the year retired, but he would then get the itch and come back to football. Do you see any scenario in which Gronk comes out of retirement?
I mean, that has injury written all over it, too. I mean, how could you take 6 months off and then go play football midseason and expect not to have any issues, you know? So I think, I don't know. I mean, depending on his next career phase, what he wants to get into, if it's not what he anticipated. I mean, you can never close the door on it. He's still young. He's 30 years old. But I'm thinking that he's moving on because, number one, you know, mentally he's over the struggle, and number two, his body's feeling the age and the effects of playing so long. So, you know, maybe that happens, but you wouldn't think that he's going to try and do a Jason Witten, you know?
Right.
You got to
you
leave.
Never know.
Well, I was going to say, you got to leave the game your way, the same way he did. But
yes.
How soon after you did that, did you start thinking, you know what, maybe I left too soon?
I mean, I really didn't. I didn't think that. You know, when you can make those decisions and go out the way that I went out and the way Rob went out with playing, you know, big-time football and making big plays, winning a Super Bowl, you know, you're always gonna miss the game. It's not like, you know, the game, I'm not going to miss it. Of course, you know, I think about football all the time. But, you got to think about long-term stuff. You know, how do you want to feel when you're 40? You know, especially if you have a family. For me, having a family was my number one deciding factor. Selfishly, yeah, I'd love to play football 4 or 5 more years. But selflessly, is that fair to the people that are going to be around me in 10 years? You know, so those are all things you got to think about. You know, what does football give you? My mom asked me this. What does football give you don't already have? And, I mean, yeah, one more ring is cool. That would have been awesome. But what do you have to sacrifice to get those things?
Now, what would the impact be, or what do you expect the impact to be in the locker room? Because not only are you losing a great player on the field, but by all accounts, he seems to be maybe one of the most popular guys in the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're definitely going to miss Rob in the locker room. He's a fun, happy-go-lucky type guy. Always has a smile on his face no matter what. So it's definitely going to be a different feeling, but you know, as I said before, the train's moving. You know, it doesn't stop, and you know, I don't see that train stopping until Tom or Bill say, "Hey, guess what? I played a long time, and I'm ready to move on." They're always going to be able to find pieces to plug in and succeed.
I understand that the train keeps moving, but if you're Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels and looking at your roster right now, don't you have a thought in your mind of how the hell are we going to move the football?
Yeah, they're going to have to find a piece. So, you know, I bet that they, you know, trade or get something in the draft. They have a lot of draft picks, and there's always something up Bill's sleeve, and I don't know what it's going to be, but with the moves that he didn't make in free agency, I'm assuming that there'll be something happening here in the offseason.
Do you think the Patriots can win with their running game being better than their passing game? Like over the course, I mean, sure, game to game you can, but for the course of the season and the playoffs, if that's what you do better than passing, can you win that way?
I think they did. I mean, you see what they did this past season. I think it would be hard. It won't be easy moving forward because a lot of people are going to say, okay, this is what this team is trying to do. We need to load up here. And if you don't have the weapons on the receiving corps side, you know, it'd be hard for you to do that 2 years in a row. But that being said, we kind of saw how the NFL, you know, the spread offenses and smaller linebackers, smaller defensive fronts. Okay, you're going to be small. We'll go big and we'll run the football. We'll have a fullback on the field and we'll see if you can stop it. And a lot of these teams couldn't. You see, Kansas City couldn't stop the run. The Rams couldn't stop the run. The San Diego couldn't stop the run. So all these teams that are quick and light, so to speak, that couldn't stop the run. So, you know, we'll see what happens moving forward this upcoming season.
Now, before we let you go, didn't you just climb Mount Kilimanjaro?
Yeah, I'll never do it again. I'll never go back. I'll never do it. I mean, it was very, very hard, difficult. I'm still trying to gain the weight back that I lost from the 13 days I was in Africa. So,
yeah, why did you do this again?
Because I'm a masochist.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, I like to inflict pain on myself. It was for Chris Long's foundation.
Okay.
A very, very reputable, cool thing. You know, Water Boys on my Instagram, if you go on Nink 50, I did like a little, you know, there's a fundraising there for Water Boys. So I did it. It's over with. I won't do it again.
I mean, I feel like you guys could still raise money bowling or doing laser tag or like go-karts. I feel like this is a little bit extreme.
Yeah, well, that's like Chris Long's personality. He seems to be an extreme guy, and he wants to climb a mountain every year. I can't believe he does it every year because of the challenge it was. And I'm telling you, when I say it was the hardest thing I've ever done, it was the hardest thing I've ever
done. So was there a point that you thought you weren't going to make it down?
Yeah, when I was at the top, and I felt my brain swelling, and I was feeling altitude sick. It was like, okay, how fast can I get down? It took about, it was the last day was 30 hours. So 30 hours, no sleep, 22 miles. It was grueling. So, and I had a lot of soup and rice and lentils. So oh, just put it that way, you know.
And Haloti Nada decided
my GI tract was not happy with.
No, I can't imagine.
And Haloti Nada decided he was going to go to the top of Kilimanjaro to announce he was retiring. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. So when you put that pressure on you, you have to be the guy that gets there. You can't bow out and go down. So they had guys like literally pushing him and pulling him. And once he got to the top, he realized, oh, I have a knee that needs fixing and I can't get down.
Oh, my God. It would have been great if he's like, hey, it's Haloti Nada. I'm halfway up Kilimanjaro. I'm announcing my retirement. Head back down. Like, not doing it. Well, that is good stuff.
I mean, a tremendous guy. Awesome. There was a group of guys there who loved it. Cortland Finnegan, the DB, was there. He climbed. He was like my motivation because he was behind me like, Ninko, you turn back, I'll turn back. I'm like, no, we can't. We're almost there. You know? So we pushed each other to get to the top. Once we were there, I took a picture, and I literally ran down as fast as I could.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't get down fast enough and wanted to be home. I wanted to teleport home, like, instantly.
Seriously.
It takes 2 days to fly from Africa, so. I am thoroughly enjoying the cuisine of the United States of America, and I've been eating terribly, and I can't wait to have another massive cheeseburger American style. So I've probably gained that weight that I've lost plus 10 pounds back.
Good for you.
It's okay.
You deserve it after that. You do.
It was fun. Yeah. It was fun. I had a great time, but I'll never do it again.
So last summer, I hiked to the top of Mount Washington and thought, this was hard.
Oh, please.
Yeah, and Nick goes to Africa to climb Kilimanjaro for crying out loud.
Come on.
Yeah, 19,341 feet. There's nothing alive up there. It's all just Mars. So
yikes. It sounds
awful. I'm
happy
I did it.
Yeah.
Check it off the list. It's like I played an extra season with the lack of oxygen to my brain. So, you know, it's a good thing I did retire.
From now on, just block all of Chris Long's calls, okay?
Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah, he lied to me. It's okay. I still like him. He's still a good friend.
He told you how easy it was going to be?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you're in good shape. You can do it. I'm like, yeah, okay. Mm. So I did it. I was in shape. But the lack of oxygen... The two most impressive guys were Haloti Nada, who is 330 pounds, and Bo Allen, who's 350. Plays with Tampa. He played with Philly, but he was just unbelievable. And then Jason Kelsey, me and him had a fun time. He didn't like the fact I was talking bad about his brother, but that's, you know, we got over that.
Well, congratulations. It was an impressive feat, and we were kind of, I mean, I was going to say jealous, but now that you've described it, I'm not jealous
awful.
At all.
Yeah,
sounds terrible.
Yeah,
so now I'm working on a new project, the 69 Skylark. It's going to be my new thing right now.
There you
so
go. I'm sure Gronk will help you with that.
Me daily.
Good.
I don't think he will. He probably doesn't. He's probably not mechanically inclined.
Yeah, maybe not.
Might not be.
Yeah.
Rob, we appreciate the time. I'm glad you made it back alive.
I'm here. I'm alive.
All right, good.
We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right, guys. Be good.
Thanks, Rob.
Rob Ninkovich, who climbed to the top of Kilimanjaro and said he would never, ever think of doing it again.
It sounded awful even without hearing those details.
No, I know.
Details, like, it's even worse. That's not, like, just, why would you do that? Life's too short to torture yourself. That seems miserable. He thought at one point he wasn't going to make it down.
19,000 feet.
30 straight hours without sleep and then 22 miles uphill. Like, no.
Good plan.
No.
617-779-7937. We get back to your calls in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Check the time as it's...
We have noon 30.
Noon 30.
It's noon 30.
It's going to be the Wild West at noon 30. Dale's already warmed up to noon 30.
No, I haven't.
You just said noon 30.
Call that's you what you it. Call noon it for 30. Crying.
It's noon 30 with Dale and Keith.
All right, so now the question becomes, and by the way, the Twitter poll is out on whether the Patriots are goosed or porked.
I went goosed.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't think they're porked. I think they're goosed.
It's such a nuanced.
It is
very
nuanced.
It's a shading thing that
I think they can. I think they can actually overcome this. I really do. Now it looks bleak right now. We were looking at the depth chart.
The depth chart doesn't look great.
The
depth
chart makes you feel like you're missing a page. You're like, where are like the good players? Where are the guys that are going to be playing? So I was just in my head. So you can have, if you count tight ends as skill guys, you have five skill guys on the field at a time, right? In addition to the quarterback.
Yep.
The best possible formation would include James White and Sony Michel,
which
they don't
hard
even
to picture
do
together.
That often.
Yeah,
but as far as good players,
because usually
say,
if they do, it's Devlin and
yeah,
White
right.
Or,
so let's just say you have White and Sony Michel. You have Julian Edelman, Philip Dorsett. Who's your fifth guy? Do you have a fifth guy? We're going with 10. Oh, maybe extra linemen. Who do you want to? You don't have a fifth guy. Ellington, Matt Lacoste, Ryan Izzo. It's amazing where they're at right now. So
now
either,
they don't have to play a game today.
Thank God.
Rob Ninkovich suggested that they'll make a move, that they've got to make a move. They've got to make an addition here.
Well, there's the draft, obviously. And so not only will there be some rookies that you can add to the offense, but also that's a good time for trades. But I would feel like it almost has to be a trade now. Because if you just draft, say they're even able to get the tight end from Iowa, TJ Hawkinson or whatever, who's supposed to be the best tight end. Even if they get him, that's still a wild card. You don't know just how good he's going to be as a rookie thrown into this offense. So you're going to need to get some veteran somewhere else.
So we played a snippet of Tommy Curran in the open today.
He's less optimistic.
He's even less optimistic than me, for crying out loud.
That's right.
So let's bring you the extended version, the album cut.
Yes, please.
Of Tommy Curran about where the Patriots are right now.
What if they do move on? What if they do have a plan that they implement and he decides to show up when they don't want him? That may be a way to engineer your exit to another team, not that he's ever shown
and
any inclination
to
want it.
Great question. I think what we have to do then is pivot to the football conversation. They're screwed. They're in a horrible, horrible position right now. And I'm sure that there's people in New England said, oh, yeah, Tommy said the same thing last year, and they hoisted a Super Bowl trophy and they had another parade. Fine. But right now, Julian Edelman is the only guy you could say is somebody you want to put stock in. Philip Dorsett's a nice third or fourth receiver, maybe. They signed Bruce Ellington and Maurice Harris. Offensively, they have Sony Michel. That's nice. Good. Okay, you got a running game and you can block and you still have Tom Brady, but you're also missing the left tackle from last year. Rob Gronkowski was everything upon which that offense pivoted, along with Julian Edelman. Now you have a 33-year-old slot, a 42-year-old quarterback. What's the plan? I don't know.
I don't know what the plan is. Right now, the plan
I'm not feeling better after I hear that.
A little something to be desired. It does. Because that's the other part of it, too, is the only guy that you can really 100% trust, although I trust James White. So as far as receivers,
he's great.
As far as receivers and tight ends, I guess it would be Julian Edelman. But he's taken a lot of hits in his career. He's coming off a nice season, obviously, but he's getting up there in age. How many productive receivers are that age? Whether they're in the slot or the outside, I don't care. That's asking a lot if you think he's going to be able to duplicate what he did last year or even 2 years ago prior to when he got hurt. So that's asking a lot. And so they need to be pretty busy here between now, the draft, and the start of the season.
So Tom even took what we said about, you know, realistically, Gronk probably should have retired 2-3 years ago, just given how he's been physically.
It's amazing he played 9 years.
The things that he's been playing through. Yeah. Curran took it even one step further.
He didn't have time to heal during the week. Dwayne Allen and Jacob Hollister were the only guys at tight end behind him, so there was nobody else taking the reps. So it's like, Gronk, you practicing today? Gronk, we need you to practice today. And he's like, I can't do it anymore. Finally, he got his brain around it and stopped being miserable. But he had a very miserable season. He's been miserable since 2016 when the Patriots picked up the back end of his contract. And he tweeted at that time, it was Dwayne Allen's contract was he signed with the Colts. And Gronk said, wow, looks like I'm actually taking a pay cut. So since March of 2016 to now, he's felt underpaid. This kind of was hitting critical mass.
I mean, I think it's probably a combination of a lot of things. First of all, I mean, he has had, you went through the list earlier, Dale, of all the injuries and surgeries that he has had.
Since 2009.
It's outrageous.
He's had ankle surgery, surgery for a torn ACL, forearm surgeries, and 3 back surgeries.
And at least, what, 1-2 diagnosed concussions, like on top of
least.
It. You know what I mean?
Like he's, plus the stuff that you don't get surgically repaired, but you play through. And,
right. And like the back injuries, like all the other stuff, you're like, all right, ACL guys
when
come back from ACL.
Stuff back there.
Not good. Not right. And, you know, coming out of college, he fell to the second round because of these injuries. So the fact that he played 9 years is pretty remarkable. And I know he missed a lot of time over those 9 years, but still, he had a Hall of Fame career even with all those injuries. And I thought that watching him play last year, where they stopped kind of throwing it to him in the red zone, he missed a couple games due to injury, he wasn't as explosive as he had been in years past. And as Tom said, November and December, some of the comments that he had, like he looked kind of miserable on the field, and then off the field, the comments were like,
stuff
oh,
at the
boy.
Podium.
Like he was sad. It was sad, Gronk.
Well, we said, even as it was going on, he was Rob. He wasn't Gronk anymore.
No, and then
he turned
it around.
Rob, playoff
and then
time.
All
of a sudden, yeah. You know, you hit January 1st, and all of a sudden he became Gronk again.
And you
he
said,
was
okay,
feeling better
good.
Physically.
Right.
He was being utilized. And by the way, he didn't mind blocking. He actually enjoyed it.
He's great at it.
He didn't think, oh, God, you're not going to let me catch pass this time. Now you want me to block. No, he was fine with that.
It was one of those things for me watching it. I thought he could convince himself that, all right, I only have 2 or 3 games left, so I'm going to go all in. So if it's asking me to block, fine. But I'm out there with Brady, with Edelman. We're going to win a Super Bowl. He ended up with a monster catch in the Super Bowl. But it was probably easier to say, there's a lot, my body doesn't feel great. Maybe I'm underpaid, all of this stuff, but I'm going to go all in for the last month, and then that's going to be it. Now, he didn't retire right away. He took a while, and we kept waiting. Maybe, all right, it's been 2 weeks. All right, it's been 4 weeks. All right, it's been 5 weeks. You know, when is he going to make his decision? And then he does it on Instagram yesterday. And Willie McGinnis said a couple of weeks ago that he's going to retire and come back. So that hasn't been ruled out. Drew Rosenhaus tried keeping the door open as well. But as it stands right now, Patriots are going to be scrambling to improve their offense.
Rob Ninkovich spoke about, you know, what's ahead for Gronk, and he even said, you know, I'm not even sure if Gronk knows, you know, what the immediate future holds. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, talked about that as well.
Just be Gronk, right? Go on a cruise every 3 months where all the Patriots fans show up and they get to mingle with Gronk and drink beer with Gronk and rub elbows with Gronk. And, you know, there's a bunch of things he can do and he can make a lot of money out of harm's way. People have suggested he's going to get into pro wrestling, but that doesn't necessarily take you out of harm's way. Even though
definitely
it's scripted,
right,
you still can get seriously injured.
Please don't do that. I think that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, I got to tell you, from a physical point of view, I don't think any long-term wrestling relationship is in his future. Could he do a run-in like he did last year at WrestleMania?
Will he be at Monday Night Raw tonight at the Garden?
It's entirely, although I'm not even sure he's in town, but it's
possible.
I say yes.
He's going to interrupt Elias, who was a guest on the Rossi on Wrestling podcast. I think that's going to happen.
0% chance.
Zero? Why, do you know for a fact he's not here?
I saw a bus in Charlestown. No.
Oh, my God, this guy again.
I just don't see, like, the day after. I don't think it's even a good look for him.
If he shows up tonight, you have to admit that the timing would somehow be connected to the WWE.
If he shows up tonight, that's the reason why he announced it yesterday.
When he did. That's what I'm thinking. Now, if he doesn't show up, then okay. So be it, you know, other theories can fly around. But if he shows up tonight, it's too much of a coincidence.
And you say show up as in like being on, like, not sitting in the crowd.
Yeah, no, not sitting in the crowd like they do. Like, there's always football players in every city and actors or whatever. No. I mean, Elias is in the ring doing his thing, making fun of the Celtics, making fun of Boston, and then all of a sudden Gronk comes out. I don't know what music he would come out to necessarily. Maybe they.
Oh, I am Elias.
Yeah, they'd interrupt him, and here comes Gronk, and it would be the loudest that place has been since Booker T showed up at the Rumble.
That's what you're going
with. That was loud. That was super loud. Yeah, I was there. That was crazy loud. That was a big pop. Don't you think? Ross, you were there. That was a big pop.
I was, yeah. I think it would
Diesel and Booker T both got the biggest pops I think I've ever heard.
It was during a good time for wrestling.
And I've been at the Bruins and Celtics playoff games, and it was never louder.
That's not true.
It's close.
Bergeron, a game winner against Montreal, was the loudest crowd reaction I've ever heard in that building.
All right. Fair enough.
Booker T a close second.
But I think he could be connected
what
with...
What he can't do is wrestle full-time.
I agree with that.
If he's not physically able to play football, and he's not... And I know people think, oh, it's all fake. No, it's not. It's scripted. It's not fake. There's a difference. It is very physical.
Oh, yeah. And I just think that he would never be, even if he was 100% healthy, I don't think he was going to all of a sudden be a fully committed wrestler. Like, even guys like Brock Lesnar aren't there
not
every
exactly
single week.
Fully committed either.
That's my point. Yeah. Like, but he's like the champ, for God's sakes, but he's not there every week because Gronk would be more of an appeal than some of the other guys, some of the mid-card guys, as far as just they love that national appeal, right? Like every WrestleMania, there's always like an actor connected or there's always some super famous person. But the other part of this is Gronk is in a couple of movies. He's already been in a few. And the WWE does have their own studios. They've brought you the Marine 6 close quarters. Did they bring it to you?
They didn't bring it to me.
No, they should have. It was straight to video. So they brought it to everybody.
I sort of passed on it.
They brought Pure Country, Pure Heart, starring Shawn Michaels. They brought Armed Response, starring Seth Rollins. You guys seen Mohawk? That's with Luke Harper.
I assume they must.
Blood Brother with our truth.
They must make money on these, right?
I mean, they wouldn't
keep making them. Well, why would they keep doing it then?
It's their burden to bear. I don't.
They're making money off of these, just not a ton. Think about it. That fan base will buy anything.
Well, that Paige movie everybody said was pretty good, right? Fighting with My Family. That was with WWE Studios. That just came out.
Yeah, I wonder if having The Rock helped that.
It's a quantity over quality product, is what they do. The Scorpion King was their first that they got involved with. That was obviously with The Rock. The Rundown with The Rock. Walking Tall with The Rock.
The Rock.
They also, Oculus.
You can get in there.
Oculus, Shime just reminded me. It's a good horror movie that was put out. No wrestlers in that one.
Oh, true. So they have made a handful of movies without wrestlers. That's true. But Gronk would be a nice kind of carryover. And then, Rossi, you're holding out hope that Gronk ends up being a part of the XFL in some
regard.
I think
that is becoming more and more of a chance now, more than ever. If he signs his contract...
Football America was just a buzz over the Johnny Manziel appearance this weekend, weren't they?
Yeah, he helped him get a win. It was a big win for Memphis, wasn't it?
There was no one who cares. No one.
They got to showcase him better.
Johnny Manziel brought them zip.
So you're saying Gronk and Manziel are similar?
No, I'm saying Gronk can't play.
Oh, no, not playing. No, nobody's saying he's playing.
Okay, so what's he going to do?
He's going to be...
Sideline reporter.
I don't know about that.
He could also just be like an ambassador.
Commissioner.
They already have a commissioner.
Who?
Andrew Luck's father.
Oh, that's right, Oliver Luck. He's going to be... But he could be involved in some capacity.
I think he could be the face of the entire, you know...
League. Just do like the promo. Like, remember the old promo? They're like, this is the XFL. And then just have Gronk show up and be like, I love it. This is the best product. Then have him spike a ball, and that's it.
Maybe he can finally spike the ball. Remember the Gronking to Remember?
I do.
He was going to spike a ball on a girl's...
Well, he didn't say that.
No, but the book did.
The book wrote about him, yeah.
Maybe they could play it out with like a cheerleader. It could be a whole skit, get a lot of viewers.
They also did Leprechaun Origins. How about that?
Did Hornswoggle star in that?
Yes, he did.
I assumed he did.
yes, he did. Of course he did.
And the movie we're talking about with Halle Berry was called The Call.
Yeah, I missed
that. You guys remember that one?
No, I missed The Call.
I can't say that I
good
do.
Good flick. You should check it
was
out.
Was that any good?
It's on Netflix.
David Otunga was in that movie as well.
He played a police officer.
Before he got his legal degree.
Yikes.
Became a lawyer and all that stuff.
I don't know about these movies. But.
So let's just say that WWE Films went hard after Gronk. This makes you a Hollywood star?
Well, The Rock. This is how The Rock started. The Rock is a Hollywood star, your favorite.
And this is
how he started.
The biggest star in the world right now.
This is how he started.
And all those other people who've been in all those other movies.
I'll give you another one.
Okay.
John Cena's doing okay. John Cena is actually doing all right as an actor. He was in that Blockers, which did well. He was in the Amy Schumer movie. He's going to be getting more roles, and he started as the original The Marine.
He was also in the Transformers.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Bumblebee spinoff.
Yes, which did very well.
And he was himself. He wasn't a Transformer.
So that's how that gets down.
Let's ask it this way. If Gronk is in one of these movies, are you guys checking it out?
Dale will. He'll say he won't, but he will.
No, I mean, you almost feel like you have to. unlike the Robert Kraft video, which I don't have
I'm
to and don't
both.
Want to.
Back-to-back to be a double feature at my house if you guys want to come over. Yeah. No, one at a time.
I'm going to suggest that one I would feel obligated to watch on behalf of the show. I'm good.
They're both for the show.
I can pass.
They're both for the show, Dale. Come on.
If you had to watch
let's
one
just
to
say
get to the
I kind of... no. Let's just say I kind of know what happens in one.
I kind of know what happens in the... Let's be honest. Do you think the Gronk one's going to have a real twist ending?
It could have,
I feel like we might know. I don't think M. Night Shyamalan is doing any WWE Studios movies. I think we'll have a pretty good idea how the Marine 6 ends. Actually, at that point, it'd be the Marine 7. Excuse me.
Texter wants to know if Gronk would be a better sideline reporter than Sergio Dipp.
I don't know. It might be similar. It might end up being similar. That's a lot to throw on something. That's not the role that Gronk wants. He can do something different than that. Come on. Oh, so this was a good tweet. Sports Illustrated had a tweet. Did you see
and
this?
Here he is, having the time of his life.
Sports Illustrated tweeted out, Gronk is retiring with an absolutely preposterous amount of NFL records. And so they had to do like a photo. They couldn't even tweet it out. Most receptions by a tight end in Super Bowl history. Most receiving yards by a tight end in Super Bowl history. Only tight end to lead the league in receiving touchdowns. Only tight end with 1,000 career postseason receiving yards. Most career postseason receiving yards by a tight end. Most touchdown receptions by a tight end in a season. Most touchdowns by a tight end in a season, because that includes the one carry he had. Most single season record for receiving yards by a tight end. Most career postseason receiving touchdowns.
Now I'm motorboating you.
Most seasons with 10-plus touchdowns by a tight end.
He is Rob Gronkowski after all.
Most offensive touchdowns in first two seasons tied with Randy Moss.
Percentages still.
Only tight end to have 3 seasons with 10-plus touchdowns and 1,000 receiving yards.
It's tricky right there.
Most seasons of 1,000 yards receiving by a tight end. He's actually tied with Gonzalez and Witten. Consecutive seasons with 10-plus touchdowns by a tight end, 3.
We're going to the ship.
Youngest player with 3 touchdown receptions in a game.
Hello, lady.
And the youngest player with 3 touchdown receptions in a playoff game.
I can vroom, vroom, vroom.
Those are all records that he has. Insane.
Well, that and this huge slew of movies that he's about to star in here over the next few months.
All right, by the time we're talking next year at this time, how many movies will he have been in?
So I don't know what to do.
2.
I say, yeah.
The 2 4? That are already done.
You don't think he makes another movie?
He may make one. I don't know how soon it comes out.
Also, what do you think he does? Nothing?
I think he's going to do nothing for a while.
Really?
I mean, not next year or two, but for a little while, yeah. I don't think there's a...
Oh, I think he's going to be in movies. I mean, once people get a load of him as party guy Jake in Deported, he's going to be snapping up roles. He's going to be in TV shows. Is he hosting a... there's like a new reality show, too, that they have like a couple of like athlete hosts.
Tim Tebow has a new show.
Oh, Tebow's one of them. So like
LeBron
stuff like
James.
That. So not that one, but stuff like that I could see him popping up in as
we
well.
We all know what Dale thinks he's going to be doing.
I'll tell you right now, Gronk is absolutely, positively playing for the Patriots next year.
Really?
And I still think he might.
That was from earlier today?
So, no. So does Willie McGinnis. So does Drew Rosenhaus,
that's right.
Apparently.
Well, Rosenhaus is definitely leaving that door open.
I thought he was going to be there from the start of training camp on, and I was dead wrong.
All right.
Jim's in Melrose. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Jim. What's going on?
Well, I read Tom Curran's post on the NBC page, and I wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
I guess he felt he was really being taken advantage of by the team. And other guys were getting a lot more money than him who are less desirable players. So I'd like to know if you think that's true, that he did feel that way. And secondly, his press release said he called Kraft to let him know. By implication, he didn't call Belichick. Do you think he just called Kraft and to heck with Belichick?
I don't believe that. We discussed this earlier on. I think there are 3 people that he would have let know
right,
you know, on the phone before the Instagram went out. One is obviously the owner, and apparently he did. I think he would have told Belichick, and I think he would have told Brady.
My guess is that I would say he did call those three. I agree with you. I believe Tom. I don't think Tommy Curran throws a lot of stuff against the wall as it relates to that. He's very plugged in with the team. So if he thinks, or if he's reporting that Gronk felt like he was underpaid and really since 2016, then I would believe that. And that the whole idea of they don't have any tight ends on the roster and that he wanted to play and they wanted him to practice all the time. I buy that too, because you take what Rob Gronkowski said on media night, and he was talking about all the hits and all the hits, and then then the next day they want you to be 100%. The next day they want you to be that. So I thought those two things tied in pretty nicely.
617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to
what? What's the name of the show? Where's Dale?
Dale and Keith.
You do know that it's not the Rich Keith Show
on WEEI.
(617) 779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line 37937. Rob Gronkowski announced yesterday on Instagram he's retiring, ending his NFL career after 9 pretty impressive seasons, by the way. I saw an article online from kind of the guy who knows this stuff, Ron Borges, talking about Hall of Fame stuff. He has, you know, made impassioned pleas for people at those nominations.
Ty Law.
Yeah. He thinks that Rob Gronkowski will be in the Hall of Fame, but he wonders whether it's a first ballot thing or not, which I never quite understand.
So dumb.
If you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer. But
you let him sit out a couple more years, then he's in. You know, you watch that tape again, and he's in. No, he's without question. I think the only debate is he the best tight end of all time or not? Not whether or not he gets into the Hall of Fame. I feel like that's... And obviously, locally, it's a non-question. But I think even nationally, of course he's a Hall of Famer. What's the argument for him not to be one?
No, I think he will.
Yeah.
It is sort of strange to think about the fact that he's going to be in the Hall of Fame before Tom Brady will, but just the way things work out here.
I mean, Brady played, 10 years without Gronk? Then he played 9 years with Gronk? He might play another 9 years without him. Like, who the hell is to say?
Let's go to Mike on the cell phone. Hey, Mike.
Hi, I might be out of segment. I was actually going to call in for the cheap pop thing, but to piggyback on Rossi's thing with Gronk in the WWE, I do think he could get a big multi-year deal and do a few appearances a year. He does their movies, and I could see him playing a year or two in the XFL, especially with that kind of, you know, the scripted logic of, I could see Vince putting an edict down saying, hey, do not take this guy out under any circumstance, because he's the face of the
XFL. Now he's playing in the XFL and you can't hit him.
Yeah, so theoretically you've got a real football league, a non-scripted, legit football league, but you can't tackle that guy.
Well, make him a quarterback then in the NFL.
I know it might be crazy, but with the people running the show, it's...
That's true. It's blurring the lines. You know, what's real, what isn't.
It's only for a couple of years, just so you can get that league started, and then you move them on to greener pasture.
I like that.
I would suggest that if Gronk felt that he could still play football physically, he'd do it in the league that mattered.
What do you mean? He could play for Birmingham or Memphis, one of those teams.
Manziel throwing him passes.
Yeah, get down there. No, I don't. But we can cross that off the list, because we're going to hear a lot of different theories going forward. So that one we can cross off the list. We've heard that.
He's not going to play football.
Not going to play in the XFL.
But and he'll play, but they won't allow other players to tackle him.
I think he will be, in the next calendar year, he will be in 3 or 4 movies, and he will
that
have...
That seems like a lot.
Yeah, but these small roles, though, it's going to start with really small roles. It probably doesn't take him very long to film. Like,
well, the
week.
Two that are coming out,
yeah,
he presumably made last offseason, right?
That's what I'm saying. He made Boss Level and Deported.
Oh, I've been waiting for Boss Level.
Boss Level's coming out in August, Dale, so save the date for that one. I know you like Mel Gibson. You're a big Mel Gibson.
Will there be a whole dork podcast of the trailer when it comes out?
I don't know if that's going to be in theaters even. No, it must be in theaters if it's Mel Gibson, right?
Yeah.
Naomi Watts, that'll be in theaters. Yeah. So that's August 16th. I don't know if Dork is going to cover Boss Level. It seems like they're going back to the old, ooh, it's a never-ending time loop. Like, kind of been there.
It's only the 18th movie like that in the past 3 years.
Correct.
So many unanswered questions.
I know, just reliving it. So the question is, the one unanswered question is Gronk a good guy or a bad guy in that one? Is he going to be typecast as
what's
one
the character
of the other?
Name again?
That one does not have one yet.
He's the main.
He doesn't even have a name, or we just don't know it.
Mel Gibson is playing Colonel Clive Ventnor.
Oh, see, this is bad. Because we do know the characters that the stars are playing.
Right. Naomi Watts is playing Gemma Wells.
And Gronk is not even listed?
No, I don't see him on
Gronk,
here.
Gronk, other guy.
No, just blank.
He plays Gemma Wells' scorned lover, and then he turns bad.
Well, you know what happens sometimes is if the character's name isn't revealed, it could be some sort of a spoiler. And so maybe he actually is Mel Gibson, sort of a Tyler Durden kind of situation, right? And then you don't want to put that on there because then you'd be like, how can he also be playing Colonel Clive Ventnor?
It's like the movie Looper. If you ever saw that one?
I have seen Looper. I have seen Bruce Willis. Yes.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I have seen Looper.
They play the same character.
So he was already in two movies as a player. So now that he's retired, I bet he'll be in three or four. Plus,
I think he was in a couple of others before these two.
Yeah, he was, but it was like...
It was sort of. He was kind of the
he
one...
He played Rob Gronkowski in one of them.
He was a policeman, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, Officer Whedon in the film You Can't Have It.
Yeah, that was great.
He played Brad in American Violence.
Brad.
He also played Rob Gronkowski a couple of times, including Family Guy, Entourage, and the movie The Clapper. I don't know. But he's going to stay busy. He's going to do stuff. And then he might even have his own reality show. He'll appear at wrestling tonight and other nights.
I don't think he'll be there tonight.
We'll see. I'll see firsthand.
You'll be in the
I'll be in the house.
You'll be shooting videos.
That's right.
I'll be posting them.
Rossi will be there. He's excited.
I would have been there, by the way, just for the record.
You have a big game tonight.
I wanted to be there.
I understand.
But unfortunately, I have to work tonight. And it is a big game.
It's a good game, yeah.
Dale, we have an empty seat in your honor.
And I would be there.
We'll
I would have filled that seat had I not been required to.
They'd rather keep that seat empty than invite me, so it's okay.
Ow.
Shive, all right. They're not my tickets.
Shive, we were going to invite you, but all we have left is this one ticket that nobody's using.
That's
and
Dale's
sorry.
Seat. Shive, you wouldn't want to sit in Dale's seat anyway. You're not allowed to sit.
Ted's on the cell phone. Hey, Ted.
Good afternoon, guys. You're talking about Gronk possibly doing movies.
That's right.
I have a suggestion for a starring role for Gronk.
That'd be great.
I think he could star in a remake of Smokey and the Bandit. Gronk in a hot car with a hot chick just driving around. It was a huge movie. He could do something like that. He was great in those Lyft commercials, wasn't he?
He was. He was, Ted. Thank you for the suggestion. You know, Burt Reynolds was a great football player at Florida State.
At Florida State,
so, I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Injury shortened his career, too. You know, kind of a tie-in here between he and Gronk.
Would you like to see him play the Bandit? Or is he more of a Smokey?
I mean, he would have to actually, like, speak at some point.
He's going to have to.
I think Ted thinks that they just drive around. You know, it's like Thelma and Louise without words and
stuff. Oh, they could remake Thelma and Louise. Because you know how they're doing all the guy movies and they're remaking them with women? What if you take some of the women movies, remake them with guys? Thelma and Louise, but with like Gronk and
Danny Amendola.
Jack. Yeah, right, exactly. It could work.
Gronk and Amendola. The Mutt and Jeff look of the whole thing.
It could happen. But what about the idea of him returning? Because when we flew that idea by Ninkovich, he said, well, now you're really just asking for injury. Because 6 months not playing football, and then all of a sudden you dive back into it?
That was Ninkovich's point.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, he said it's an injury waiting to happen. Now, he would probably feel better physically. You know, he wouldn't have the wear and tear.
Yeah.
He tried that. He, you know, immediately after the Super Bowl, he took some time off, tried to let his body heal. Then he kind of kicked up the workout schedule because his plan was to play.
Mm-hmm.
But the more he worked out, the more he realized that his body just wasn't responding to it.
Right. Yeah, because Mike Reese had all those reports, too, that, you know, he looks like he's training to play, or it looks like he's training anyway. And,
he wasn't just training to have a good beach bod. He was training to play football.
But I do, my guess is all these other things that we've talked about with Gronk, he's going to have to be in some kind of shape. Like, Fat Gronk is not going to be in movies, and Fat Gronk is not going to wrestle, and Fat, right? Yeah. Like, it's just not as marketable if you go from this guy who was this great professional athlete, and then you just let yourself go. So, there's difference. There's working out to play, and then there's just working out to sort of stay in shape. And so, you're saying you think he was trying to play, and, you know, it just didn't work out. He all of a sudden was like, oh, wait a minute, all of these million injuries that I've had have kind of...
The one that I think ultimately ended it for him, that he just decided this just isn't working anymore, is the back.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would think so. Multiple back surgeries like that, it's really incredible that he lasted 9 seasons.
I know he had forearm surgeries, and I know he had knee surgery, and I know he had ankle surgery, but ultimately it was the back that was the thing that he just couldn't get to
right.
Look, it's why he fell as far as he did in the draft.
Well, and if you keep taking more of these hits, what's it going to be like in 5 years, him walking around, or 10 years walking around? Right, like a lot of those guys, and I'm sure he's talked to plenty of former athletes and how they feel and how they move around now compared to what they should be.
I mean, you think about when you watch him play and the abandon that he plays with, and even the last catch he ever made in the NFL, if he doesn't come back,
mm-hmm.
you look at it and you think, somewhere in the back of your mind, doesn't something in your head say, this is really going to hurt? But apparently with him, it didn't.
No, I mean, you just do it. When you're on the field, I don't think you even think about it. I think you're just there playing. And then after the fact, you're like, oh, wait a minute. This hurts like hell. And I'm not recovering as quickly as I used to.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Right back to the calls with you. Coming up next, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.